This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The U.S. House of Representatives impeached U.S. President Donald Trump Wednesday night. Reuters' Ryan Brooks has more.
Donald Trump is now the third U.S. president in history to be impeached.
On this vote, the yeas are 230, the nays are 197, present is one. Article 1 is adopted.
On Wednesday, the House passed two articles against Trump, with no Republicans voting for either of them. The first is for abuse of power, for pressuring Ukraine to announce a probe into political rival Joe Biden. And a second accuses Trump of obstructing Congress when they tried to look into Ukraine. Next, the process goes to the Senate for a trial.
That is Reuters' Ryan Brooks. It's unclear how quickly the process will move to the Senate for the trial. AP Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
It should be a trial in the Senate, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is refusing to say when or even if she will send the impeachment articles across Capitol Hill. In a surprise move, Pelosi says she's holding off until knowing more about how the Mitch McConnell-led Senate would conduct a trial, noting the GOP chief has said he's coordinating with the White House and is not an impartial juror.
So far, we haven't seen anything that looks fair to us.
Pelosi's move would potentially delay a trial that the White House is certain will acquit the president. Spokeswoman Stephanie Grisham's blasting what she calls another gimmick, telling ABC's Good Morning America Pelosi is trying to change the rules. Sagar Magani at the White House.
China's vice foreign minister met U.S. Special Envoy for North Korea Stephen Biegun in Beijing on Thursday. The two exchanged views on promoting the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Biegun arrived in Beijing after holding talks with officials in South Korea and Japan this week. This is VOA News.